You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep listening, you keep growing, you keep evolving, what the fuck is up, man? Thanks for coming back. Thanks for showing up for yourself. Thanks for showing up for your soul. Thank you so much for your support, for all of the comments, all of the shares, all of the tags, all of the downloads. You guys know how fucking grateful I am for each and every one of you. You make this so easy for me, and you allow me to do what I love doing. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you the conversations, the tools, the tips, the tricks that are allowing you to step into a higher level version of yourself, to develop your mediumship or your psychic abilities, or just learn to trust your intuition a little bit more, I would be so grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a picture or a screenshot, whatever, and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you, because I appreciate you guys going out of your way to help me. So let's chat a little, shall we? So I am so excited to announce that my course, Spirit Communication, Developing the Fundamentals of Mediumship, is officially launched. It's officially out there in the world. This course has been definitely kind of a long time coming. I have to say that. It was definitely something that I had to get comfortable in my own mediumship before I could go and create a course to give you guys the tools and the tips and give you guys, you know, the fundamentals of creating and establishing a good mediumship connection, right? So I'm really excited to be sharing this with you guys because it's my first time, you know, offering this to the world for the first 2 weeks. Okay, so that is until October 23rd. This course is only $99. So I would highly suggest you guys go and grab it now, because come October 23rd at, you know, well, October 24th, technically at 12:01 a.m., it's going up in price. This course is really, I put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it. I thought a lot about it. I'm very proud of it. And you're also getting like four bonuses. Like, you're getting a training on how to do a traditional psychic reading. You're getting a training about how to clear your chakras. I don't even know what else I put in there as bonuses, but it's a great course. Definitely, if you are one who has been drawn to develop your mediumship abilities, your evidential mediumship abilities, this course is for you. So go ahead and check that out at ericarusso.co. Or if you follow me on Instagram, I will have a link in my little link tree there for you with the discount code already there, and you can just purchase it there as well. So with the whole mediumship kind of theme going on today, I wanted to share this conversation that I had with my good friend Jenny Jaranick. She's been on the show a good amount of time, actually. And we just talked. Like, I don't know. It was just a really great conversation, because when you are sensitive and when you're a medium, it's just like, a lot of people don't get it, you know? So having conversations with her is just kind of like a breath of fresh air. And we just spoke about being a medium and just how through our journey, like the things that we thought we needed and all of the rituals that we needed or we did wasn't really necessary. So it's a great, great conversation to have with the theme of mediumship this week. So I'm excited to share that with you guys. So that's it, guys. Again, if you are wanting to, you know, get that course, I would really go and grab it now, because it's going to go up in price because it's an amazing course. So I love you guys. Enjoy the show and I will see you soon.
It's all good.
All right, guys. Jenny is back. The beautiful, the amazing Jenny Duranix. Hey. She's here and we're talking.
Hi, Erica.
So, you know, we had no idea what we were going to talk about, guys, but we just kind of thought, like, let's talk about the things that we've learned, you know, in developing our mediumship and doing this work and the things that we that have helped us and the things that maybe we don't need. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the times we just make so many rules for ourselves when it comes to spiritual development. And sometimes it's just like the stories that we tell ourselves are driving us crazy. You know, like I was just telling Jenny that, like, when I was first starting out, I thought I had to sit in the power for 30 minutes before any reading. And I still do, but I don't do it for 30 minutes. What were some of the things that you did, you know, in the beginning that now you have realized, like, I don't need to do that as much?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think when I was first starting out, of course, there's always this kind of self-judgment that you have, right? Am I good enough? Am I a good enough person? Do I do enough good things in the world for spirit to want to communicate with me and through me? And so a lot of the kind of rituals or practices or things that I thought I had to do were based on that, right? Am I good enough? And so I think for a lot of women especially, that's something that we're already struggling with. Yeah. And so it's like, it's absolutely amazing how becoming a medium or learning that you're a medium and wanting to practice mediumship teaches you all that stuff about yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But I really thought that I needed to sage myself. like that you couldn't, it's not that I thought I had to, but I felt nervous if I didn't, right? Because you get attached to these things that you think, if all these conditions are in place, then I've set myself up perfectly for the reading. And so I know for a lot of mediums, there's all kinds of different things, right? If you don't balance your chakras first, if you don't sage yourself first, if you don't pray first, if you don't meditate, like you said, or sit in the power for 30 minutes first, then you are not doing everything you can do. And all those things are great, but what I've learned lately, and I think it's an absolutely perfect timing that you brought up that we should talk about this today, because what I've learned lately is I'm okay just the way I am, and spirit loves me just the way I am, and spirit will communicate through me because I'm doing this for the right reasons, right? Like at the end of the day, are you doing it for the right reasons? So sorry, that was a really long
answer
to your question. But thought I needed to sage, right? I thought I needed to do all those things. And
yeah,
it just adds that extra layer of stress, doesn't it? That
just another thing that you have to do. And it's like, as if raising your vibration high enough in order to talk to a spirit who is discarnated isn't hard enough.
Right.
Oh, we have to do this. We have to gather the crystals. We have to open and clear our chakras. Yeah. We have to do this. And it's just like, I truly have learned, because I was always like, I was a ritualaholic, like with everything, you know what I mean? And I just realized that intention is all that matters.
Yeah.
Really at the end of the day, you know, it's your intention. If you are doing this to be of service, if you are doing this to help people, all of that stuff, yeah, it's great to clear your chakras. It's great to sit in the power and everything like that, but always coming from a place of love, that's all that matters.
Exactly. Yeah. If your intent is to be of service, right? And to offer healing and to know that you serve both worlds. I think that's important to keep in mind. And so, of course, Spirit has already chosen you. You've already been chosen to do this reading for this person, right? Ahead of time. Somehow that person found you. Somehow that person booked with you, or somehow that person trusts you. And so maybe you were already good enough before you did all those things. And so you're serving Spirit too, right? And just letting them bring the people to you, know that you're okay just the way you are. I used to be, I have another, like, it's a confession, I guess. I used to think that I was best when I was ovulating. So, you know, it would be like, oh, good. That's the perfect time to do that reading, or the full moon makes me more powerful. Maybe those things are true, right? But that doesn't mean the rest of the month, I'm not good enough just the way I am. And I think also, paying attention to what you need and being okay with, today's not the right day to do this reading, just simply because if you're exhausted, or, you know, whatever it is, you had some of your own personal trauma or drama in your life,
right?
Then take a break. But that doesn't mean Spirit won't be there.
Right.
That doesn't mean,
I love that, because it's, this work is very energetically, I don't want to say draining, because that's not a nice word, but it really does take a toll on your energy, you know? And we have to remember, like, all we are is a tube. That's all we are. Like, we're a tube. We are just the channel. That's it. We have to put our beliefs to the side, our relationships, what we, you know, our realities to the side when we sit there and we do a reading. And sometimes our human life is a shit show. Sometimes we can't focus enough, but it's true. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's just so much on our plate as a human, as moms, as business owners, that we cannot energetically put everything to the side to show up for Spirit and show up for our clients. And that's okay. I think that's probably one of the most honorable things a medium can do, is say, like, listen, I'm human and I want to show up for you 110%. And right now I can't do that. You know, I feel that it does hinder the reading for us. Not that the evidence doesn't come through and the messages don't come through, but I feel like our connection is a bit hazier than what it could have been, you know?
You know what's interesting? It seems to go either way, right? There can be times exactly like you just said. And then I've had other times where my life is the shit show. The morning went crazy. I'm just like, the last thing I can imagine myself doing is doing the reading. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to trust that Spirit is going to support us and be there for us and blow our minds. And I've had some of the best readings during really tough times in my life. And so you're right, you know, like, you take a break when you need a break, but also surrendering. Like, it's absolutely amazing to me how many, I'm like, I can't do this today. And Spirit shows up in miraculous ways. So, and that's another way that I know you don't need to be perfect.
No, you don't. You don't. I need love to that do you brought that
X,
up.
Y, and Z, because if I can.
Oh my God. I love that you brought that up. I don't know if I ever spoke about it on the podcast or if I even told you about it, but a couple months ago, I had to take a couple months off and, like, really limit the readings that I was doing because of COVID and my kids being home and everything like that. So there was one reading that booked with me, and it was like at 3 p.m., right? And this was like after a full day of home study and being a teacher and stressed as hell. I was going back and forth with, like, I need to cancel. I need to reschedule because I'm just not in the right mindset. And then something told me that I was like, no, just segment intend by Abraham Hicks, right?
So essentially segment intending is really manifesting good, positive outcomes throughout your day. So like all of our days are segments, right? You wake up, you have your cup of coffee. That's a segment. Then you go take a shower. That's another segment. You go to work. So the whole day, I think I realized this around like 11. I just started segment intending, being like, you know what? It's going to be a beautiful reading. This is going to be absolutely amazing. There's going to be so much healing. Everybody's going to, you know, see the love that between the mother and the daughter and everything like that. And I got to tell you, that reading, I did not sit in the power before because I was home by myself with the kids. Try meditating with two kids at home. Like, have fun with that. I didn't even burn incense. I didn't do anything. I just
showed up
at 3 p.m. for my Zoom call and I just surrendered. I was like, I'm doing this for the greatest good. That's all that matters. Yeah. And it was an amazing reading.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful reading. And
exactly.
I think too, we get those readings, right? That something just comes and it's like a piece of evidence that is just so unique and so transforming and brings so much clarity. For us as mediums, I think we need those kind of readings to make us see the power of spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just absolutely. It just puts more eggs in our faith basket.
Right. And again, it kind of reminds you that the quality of your mediumship is pretty much just based on your belief in your own self as a medium. Like, yeah. Sometimes when your give a shit factor is gone, mm-hmm. you have the best readings. You do the best. When you just say, you know what, this is important to somebody else. This person's been waiting for this reading. Spirit has lined this up. Maybe I would like to run away right now. But I'm just going to trust that. And you know, and the other thing is, if things aren't going well, you can just be honest and say, you know what, I'm having an off day. Mm-hmm. Let's just try this again another day. There's nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah, no, there isn't. And I think it's really admirable because I saw that you posted something when it comes to like a medium saying that there was nobody near a person.
Yes.
First off, spirit's always around. I don't care. Yeah. Like spirit is always around. Maybe that medium was having an off day. Okay.
Yeah.
You're human. We're as human as you can get. And, you know, saying that, like, no, there's no. They're always around. They're always with you. They are always with you. They're always with mm-hmm. you. Even if a medium doesn't say that they are, you know, that's one thing I have learned with spirit is just, it is everlasting, unconditional. And, you know, the love that you have for someone who has passed, it shows. It really does. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. does. But I love that you said that. I love that.
Yes.
It's so true though, because there are some readings that come and you are like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. So that's a good point, right? Like there's a lot of tips in that. So, mm-hmm. so just for everyone listening, what we're talking about is the post. I posted something and it was that I've had so many people come for a reading saying that they've had readings in the past with another medium and the medium told them there's just no one around you. And my post was basically about how wrong that is. And it got a lot of attention because a lot of people have experienced that. Have you had anyone come to you, Erica, and say that before? That
no, not that, but I've had people say that there was negative energy surrounding them from past lives.
Okay.
I've had people say that there was poltergeist and just essential fear mongering. You know what I mean?
Right.
I never had that, but I have had people say, you know, some shit that other psychics have said.
So basically all you mediums listening, don't do it. Stop it. Yeah. It's just not right to say there's no one around you if you are not perceiving someone around that person. It's just not the right thing to say. And again, it comes back to
let's try this again another day, or, you know,
yeah,
things just, the recipe's just not right today.
Right. Exactly.
But telling someone that, you know, the spirit person needs more time, the spirit is lost between worlds, they're confused, like all that stuff's not true in any of my experiences anyway. And I feel like a lot of mediums will say the same. So again, it comes back, like I say, I feel like I say this probably every episode, it comes back to your own self growth, your own self development. If you are not okay with being wrong, if you're not okay with being vulnerable and looking like you're screwing up,
absolutely,
then work on that. Say no one's around, or come up with some reason to blame spirit or blame the sitter, or because it just, it's damaging, it's hurtful. You know, the person that I had come to me who said that last week, you could see the pain in her for carrying this around for like 8 months, that she thought her loved ones weren't with her. Like,
right.
You know, in the moment, it seems like an easy way out of the conversation, but I think it's long lasting pain for somebody when you say things like that. So that.
Right.
Don't do it.
Exactly. It's just like, I know. And I think it's very, you know, again, it's sometimes it isn't just us, you know, there are three things that come when we are talking about a mediumship reading. It's spirit, the sitter, and us, the medium. Okay.
Right.
And sometimes it is. Sometimes maybe it is the energy that your sitter is giving off. Maybe it is spirit. Maybe it is you. There's three ingredients to an amazing cocktail. And that's that. You know what I mean? Yes. It's a triangle. Okay. It's a freaking tripod. It is a tripod.
You know,
have you ever had one of those? Have you ever had any of those clients that come and they just sit there and their arms are crossed and it's like they just want you to prove them wrong?
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And it's like, I'm not here to prove anything to you. I'm just here to, like, that's not our job. It's not our job. If someone's going to say, prove it to you, get the fuck out of here. I don't need to prove my connection to spirit to you. I'm here to help people who believe in spirit and who want to hear from their loved ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. And those are like, oh, those people are just like, you know what, if you are so against mediumship and, you know, forgiveness and all of that, like, don't come.
Right.
Come. You're not my person.
What's interesting. You know? I have a story about that exact thing. How, sometimes it's a matter of, it's not that they don't believe, or, you know what I mean? When you said coming with the arms crossed, I had a woman come, she came in, she was like fuming angry. And I thought, oh my God, she hates me already. And she sat down on the couch, arms crossed, her, like, I'd never met her before. And her, you know, our conversation was very like, how are you? Good. Oh, like, she was very short with me. Uh-huh. And I thought, oh, this is going to go wrong. Like, this woman does not believe in this. Like, why is she even here? This is ridiculous. This is not my kind of client. You know, like, that's what I was thinking in my head. How did this woman find me? I'm like, well, we're here now. Got to do the reading. Turns out she wasn't mad at me. She wasn't a non-believer. She was so mad at her husband for passing by suicide. It's amazing how your physical brain, like my Jenny brain, was like, oh my God, do you know what I mean? But when I let that go and just trusted that this needed to happen, she wasn't mad at me at all. It wasn't about me being awkward or dressing funny or the environment being weird. It was just simply, she was angry. Right. So sometimes you have to kind of test that out, right? Like, why are you here? And if they're here, they're here. And it all comes down to how well can you not give a shit about that stuff? So you're right. There are the people that shouldn't even be there in the first place. They're just there on some kind of mission. I don't get very many people like that. Thank goodness. Mm. But then it's interesting because we're already sensitive to what people are coming in feeling. So sometimes that kind of takes over, right? Like I start reacting to them and I realize, no, I have to stand my ground, and yeah, my connection with spirit is what's important here. And kind of ignore them in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's definitely, it's tough. It is tough. I had somebody on TikTok write a comment saying, I want a reading, but I want to know what I'm getting before I invest. And I was like, I'm not your psychic. I'm not your psychic.
Yeah, I'm not the right person for you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person for you. You have to remember, like, and you're going to get, you know, you will probably get people like that. And it's just like, you have to have so much faith in spirit, and you have to believe in yourself enough, and you have to create boundaries. And if you don't do it from the start, you're going to learn real quick that you have to, you know,
exactly.
Claiming to have this connection. I just, you have to believe in it. You have to have faith. That really is like the strongest thing. If you're still questioning it and everything like that, I truly believe, like, yeah, my boundaries have gotten better. My boundaries have definitely gotten better, but my faith has surpassed all of my boundaries at this point.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I know I still question it from time to time, but there's just, I think just having unwavering faith is just such a gift. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It really is such a gift. And even as humans and even as mediums and seeing spirit and being sensitive to it and all of this, there's still parts of us that doubt it, because that's the human experience. That's what our brains make us do, you know?
Yeah.
But then there are sometimes, like you said, there are some readings where it's like, this, I need to believe in this. I need to believe in this. This is real. Mm-hmm. Like, this is spirit communication, because it's so crazy sometimes.
I know. I love it.
You know,
that kind of reminds me of my first couple of years full time as a medium, and always feeling like I would finally get into a groove where, like, okay, the readings go like this, you know, the spirit stands beside me and then I see them and then I hear them and then we just go from there. And again, for somebody who's doesn't have a lot of readings in or a lot of time in, it's easy to doubt, because I found, and I still find, that it changes all the time. Why can't it just stay the same? Why can't it just be bang, bang, boom? I see you, I hear you, I know what you mean. You show me something in your body and then we're good, right? But it's never like that. It's different every single time. But I noticed that there were a lot of phases. There were a lot of, like, themes. It would be like, oh, for this month, every reading is about suicide. Because obviously,
oh my gosh,
those people, like, we were a match somehow. I needed to learn more about that. There somehow, in a vibrational kind of way, that's just how it needed to be. So as a newbie medium, or someone who's really just starting to do a lot more readings, pay attention to those themes.
Yeah.
Because it would be like a month of a lot of suicide, and then a month of where there was alcoholism in the family, and that, like, just, it would blow me away. And not only that, the names of people. Do you ever get this? Where it's like, this week, everyone is named Lisa. It's the strangest thing. Or this week, everyone that comes in here is a Taurus. It's so weird. Just pay attention to those things. Because, again, when you're, like, having a hard time, like, is this real? Am I a phony? Am I an imposter? Like, is this just in my imagination? How can it be? How can it be when you pay attention to that stuff?
And the funny thing is, I love that you brought that up, because I've realized, like, I don't get the trend so much, but I get readings that come to me, and it's the reading, sometimes the messages that come through or the personality that comes through or whatever, is something that's happening in my own healing journey.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, but that's a little weird.
Like that's exactly like I'm,
that's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100% have experienced
that. I had a grandmother, too. I had a reading a couple months back. Well, not a couple months back, almost a year ago. And it was a grandmother that came through, and the grandmother was, you know, she was Scandinavian. She was a hard ass and everything like that. And she came with a beautiful message for her daughter and her granddaughter. And it was just during this time, I was going through some stuff with my own grandmother, who was a Scandinavian and a hard ass. And it brought a lot of healing for me as a muggle, you know?
Yeah. I love it.
It brought a lot of healing for me as a muggle. And, yeah, I definitely, it's very interesting that like the people that come to you for readings and stuff, it does coincide with what's going on in your life sometimes and the mm-hmm. lessons that you're learning at that time. And I'll always like remember that, you know, the stuff that came through, because it was a beautiful reading and stuff. And I think that I needed to hear it as well.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
But that's
I've definitely cried a few tears because of messages that were coming through that weren't for me at all, but I also need to hear them,
yeah.
You know, like the you are enough message or you are loved or we've always loved you. Like when I hear those things, because that's stuff that I struggle with,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying it and hearing it. And, you know, sometimes when spirit is talking in your own head, mm-hmm. someone's saying that to you, right? It's, right. They're saying it to me as well.
Yeah.
So that I can hear it. So you're right. You do heal so much of your own stuff at the same time. It's absolutely amazing.
It is.
And that's why it's hard. That's why it's also really, really hard.
So fucking like, hard.
Like, it's not easy. It's not supposed to be.
Right.
You will want to give up many, many times.
Yeah.
And something I remind myself all the time is I'm 4 years into being a full-time medium. There are mediums that have been doing this for 30 plus years. Like, just take it slow.
Yeah.
Like when I look at them and I'm like, I want to get to that. I can't wait till I have so much experience. Just take it slow. You're getting there day by day. Everything, every reading, every experience, every person that you meet is perfectly timed along that journey. So there's no rush. There's no time limit. There's no end to this. It right. just goes and goes and goes. Like you're always going to be a medium.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Settle in.
It's a life
take
of
your
service.
Time.
Right. It's
yeah.
a life of service.
Yeah.
It really is. And that's so funny that you said that you're going to want to quit. Cause I was on my mediumship course and I had to say like, listen, there are going to be times where you're going to want to throw in the towel. There are going to be readings that you fuck up. There are going to be things that are going to, there are going to be readings that trigger something within you that needs to be healed, that you don't think that you're ready to heal, but you got to heal. And sometimes you're just going to allow your rational mind to take the reins, but this is a life of service.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to take breaks. Sometimes you're not going to look at your mediumship and your development for a long time, but you know, you signed up for this. That's mm-hmm. the thing. You were drawn to this work for a reason. You're doing this for a reason. And at the end of the day, I'm just hoping that one day when I'm 85 or 90 years old and I look back at my life and I see how many people I've helped through my mediumship and through what I do, that it's going to all be worth it in the end. That's
yes.
just my only hope, you know, but we're getting sentimental here, honey.
I know. it's so true.
But it's true. It's true. It's definitely, you know, mm-hmm. like if you only fucking knew. That's the funny thing. It was like, it's a lot. Well,
it's funny that you say like when you're 85 years old, because I do picture myself as an old lady, like sitting in the rocking chair, looking back at the 30-something year old Jenny doing groups and like being on the stage and doing all this stuff that completely lights me up. But how will I look at that when I'm old?
Right.
How am I going to look at this time? You know, the stuff that I worry about, the readings that I worry about, the things that I panic over or stress over or beat myself up about too, you know? I think that hopefully when I'm 80 something, I will be like, wow, you did a good job, Jenny.
Yeah.
You did a good job. You served.
Absolutely. And I think, again, that really just comes with intention.
Yeah.
If your intention is always to help, if it's always to heal, if it's always to just be of service, All of the mind chatter that we go through every single day doing this work and just being a human in general, if we are of pure intention, I think that we're all going to be able to sit back when we're 85, 90 years old and look at our lives and look at what we've created for ourselves and be proud of it. The struggles, the messes, the fuck ups, all of it, because it's all that matters. It's all that matters, you know?
And hopefully we can let some shit go right now that isn't worth worrying about.
Yeah.
Like meditating for 5 hours before every reading or all of those things that we think we need to do to be okay.
Yeah.
And to do a good job.
Right. You don't need to sage every fucking day, ladies.
No. I mean, it definitely feels good.
I definitely see
why we do it.
Right.
But you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't.
Right.
You don't have to do anything. You don't need any crystals. You don't need any sacred geometry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stamped on your forehead. You don't need to do anything, but be open to receive with a loving heart and trust.
I swear to God, we should be getting major, major kudos from our guides for this conversation.
I hope so.
I feel so like, yeah.
Oh, guides.
I really hope so, because it's so true though. Intention is everything, guys. Intention is everything. You don't need all of it. You don't need to douse yourself in essential oil and light every fucking candle. You just need to be of service. You just need to have the intention to help and to be of service and watch magic happen. Watch your own healing occur beautifully. And it really is. It's a wild ride.
And, you know, I think just have fun with it, even though the topic isn't always the, you know, the best thing to talk about for a lot of people. And there's been, you know, you are going to meet people who have had really tough experiences.
Yeah.
But if you have a smile on your face, like sometimes that's just what I do. And I'm like, oh, I feel like I needed more time to prepare for this. Or I was too busy. I should have taken extra time this morning before this reading. Sometimes I'm like, Jenny, sit here with a smile on your face. Because if it's all about energy and it's all about being a vibrational match, well, a smile is better than beating myself up for not doing what I think I should have done. And if you ask me, that brings me one step closer to spirit than I would be if I were panicking or beating myself up or worrying about what you can't control at that point, right? Like once you're sitting down to do the reading or you're 10 minutes before or 15 minutes before, well, there's nothing you can do now anyway. Another thing you just tell yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, spirit's going to show up anyway.
Yeah, they do. They always do. They always do. And yeah, I love that you brought that up, because we can sit there and we can be like, fuck, I should have gotten better evidence or I should have analyzed this information better, or I should have said it like this. I can only guess that there are mediums out there that go through readings and after the reading, they sit there, and it was probably a beautiful reading. It probably brought a lot of healing. It probably was a great reading, but then they go and they sit and they analyze and they're like, oh, I should have said this. I should have did this. I should have asked them to come closer. I should have done this. Stop.
Yeah. Just I've done that.
Yeah.
So many times.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And
it's just, you know, we got to relax. You know what I mean? If this work was so easy, we'd all be doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's just it, right?
You know, if it was so easy, we'd all be doing it. And I see like so many people, like I've had, you know, clients that they do their first reading and then they come in, they're just so stressed out because they didn't get this or, you know, a piece of evidence, or they see something in their clairvoyance and they said it wrong. And it was,
stop.
We're talking to dead people.
I know that alone, right? That alone
right.
is miraculous.
Yeah. Cause we,
and can- that's what I tell people when I start a reading, like, listen, I'm human. We're doing something pretty weird here. Like something that's like, you know, not your normal appointment.
Right.
And so if I word something in the wrong way, that's just me being human. Like that's right. just me getting in the way. And so it's okay to start off a reading like that to say, listen, there are going to be some things that I might twist up a little bit, because that's the Jenny brain being, you know, getting in the way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help that sometimes. And so be okay with me not hitting the nail directly on the head every single time. And most people, like, they're totally okay with that, because they're already coming in knowing that their loved ones are around, or being fairly confident that they're around and just needing a little bit of a validation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have my back. Like, that's the other thing. If they're your clients, if they're your good people, if they're your people, they're cheering you on. They're not. So you, even though it might not look that way, or you might not know that, tell yourself that this person's here because they chose me, because they like me, because they know I'm the right one for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that can take some of the stress off too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Very much so.
Love
very,
it.
Very much so. Yeah. Oh man. Damn. So let's give me three pieces of advice that you would give any person who is, you know, maybe developing their mediumship, or they are a medium and they're already doing this full time. Like, what are three things that you can tell them right now to lighten their load and to bring clarity to their life?
Well, I think number one, you are enough, right? It comes back to everything we've been talking about. You don't need to eat a certain way. You don't need to do all those things. You are enough just the way you are. Two, three pieces of advice. My brain is always like, how do I narrow it down to three? I can't.
It's such a, you have no idea how hard these questions are, Erica.
We should talk ahead of time. Don't do this to me. You know, like I said, have fun with it.
Yeah.
Try to put a smile on your face. Another thing is be grateful. When you're sitting there and you're like, oh, this reading, I'm nervous. What if it doesn't work? Instead of thinking those thoughts, use that time to go, thank you, spirit. Wow. I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I'm so nervous, but I know this is going to work out in one way or another. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to help this person and to serve, you know?
Yeah.
Gratitude over fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, and this is something that I have learned that has just helped me tremendously, is that, you know, we can get really tripped up and ask a lot of questions and do all this stuff. But if we always go back to love, if we always go back to love is the answer, love is always the answer. It's love. That's all there is. And we remember that for ourselves and for our clients and for everybody that we come in contact with, it lightens up the load a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, that's the reason you're doing this, right? That's the whole point.
Right. It's about love. It's not about a fucking TV show. It's not about proving anyone wrong. It's about love, you know, for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, surrendering and having faith. Surrendering. Everyone hates surrendering.
I know. It's so hard.
It's so hard, but it's so, so pivotal. That's actually how me and Jenny met. It was, wasn't it something surrender? What was the workshop's name?
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't surrender. It was like spirit.
No.
Surrender was a big trend that whole week.
I feel like we were really, that's basically everything that he was talking about was like, get out of your own way, let go, don't have expectations that aren't even reasonable, you know, try not to have any expectations at all.
Right.
I am here. I am open to receive. I will talk with my mouth when I have something to say. Like, that's really it. That's it. And try to get the sitter to have that kind of state of mind too, right? Like, we're not going to try to control anything. We're just going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Take the pressure off.
Yes. Hear, hear. All right, guys. Jenny, thank you for coming on. Thank you for just being you. All of her information is in the show notes for you guys. She's amazing. Be sure to follow her on social media. And I will see you guys soon.
Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.